Hello, Debbie speaking.
Debbie, Glenn Montgomery from GWT Trading. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, not too bad, not too bad. Hey, we've got a couple of movements with our vehicles. One vehicle, we've got a new driver in it. The second one, we've got a new vehicle which we need to register. We don't have the plates for it yet, but I was wondering if I could get it so we can pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. When are you picking it up?
Tomorrow.
Okay. So the dealer hasn't got the rego number yet?
No, but apparently you can get insurance, and as soon as I know the rego number, I'll be able to send it through.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah. It's a brand new?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Cool. All right. Have you got the tax invoice there with all the details? Because I'll need all of that so that I can put that up on the system.
I've got a quote. Does that work?
Yeah, as long as it's got the VIN number, the make, model, all the info. Because sometimes if they're brand new vehicles, it just takes a day or two for Vic Roads to send everything across to the insurers, all insurers.
Mm-hmm.
To update their systems, but with commercial policies, what they do is they give you a some give you a minimum 30 days to notify us that you've purchased a new vehicle to add onto your policy. So if that vehicle's not sitting there, it is technically still covered.
I have the VIN.
Yeah, you got the VIN.
And I have engine numbers. I've got everything except for a rego.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If you send that through to me and just let me know this new driver, date of birth, history.
Do you need a license?
Yeah, a copy of license would be good. If they're basically the same as what we did previously for, I've forgotten his name. What was
Will.
The young guy? Will, that's it. Yeah.
Please claim, see claim new vehicle order. Or Craig, please also update. Now, the guys can drive all the vehicles, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Details for the main driver for the Ranger XLT to Aaron. So if I send front and back of his license, that's all you really need, yeah?
Yeah, and just his driving history, just like we did with Will.
Driving history. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you have a list of questions for the driving history?
No, just any claims, or speeding offences, anything like that.
Demerits. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No worries. I'll try and get that sorted and get that across to you. Thank you so much. So you'll reply on the rego. That's done. That's the main thing, to pick it up and then obviously change across. Now, people that aren't on the we haven't gone through this process, still can drive the car. It's just if they're a regular driver, they need to be through this process. Is that correct?
Yeah, the insurer just asks who the main driver is.
Main driver only. Perfect.
Yeah, so like I think Will's on one as the main driver of that vehicle, but if you had another staff member drive that vehicle, that's fine.
That's fine.
They're covered.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Just knowing who the main person is that's going to be behind the wheel.
No
problems.
No problems at all. I'll get that all sorted now. And that is about it then. Thank you very much. Now, I have started a new division, which is heating, ventilation, air conditioning. Will I need to update my insurance regarding that?
So what are you doing? Feeding?
We do persistent cooling, so air conditioning now. We've got area. So we do freight. Air conditioning or precision cooling and electrical. So I was wondering if I needed to update the insurance around that as well.
Yeah, if you can send through what you're doing, like a little bit of a scope of what the business is entailing and what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
So is it, again, just, is this for domestic or is this still just commercial?
No,
all commercial.
Still just commercial, nothing domestic. We don't do domestic.
Okay.
It was years ago. No more.
Yeah, if you do that, send me a little bit of a scope of what it is you're actually doing, and even just a screenshot of like what the air conditioning units look like, then that way I can sort of review it and then go back to the insurers and I'll have a better way of explaining it because I can see it and understand it, and see if we do need to add anything else in regards to the cover.
So driving history would be claims, demerits.
Yep, that's
claims, demerits, and fines.
Yeah.
If over how long? For 3 years.
I think it's 3 years. Yeah.
All right. Cool. No worries as well. So HVAC scope and then new vehicle order form.
Yep.
Order. Awesome. Thank you so much, Debbie. Much appreciated.
Right.
How are you doing anyway? Sorry, I forgot to ask.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Yeah, no, I'm good. Busy getting everything tied up for the new year because we closed down for 3 weeks over Christmas. So.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so trying to get all of December and January all done and issued for everybody. So that, it's a little bit hard, but yeah, we're getting there. But no, it's all good.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for getting this one done, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, yep. Once I've done it, I'll send everything over.
Awesome. Thank you very
much.
Take it easy.
If you don't hear from me tomorrow, you'll still be fine to go collect the vehicle.
They'll need the insurance certificate anyway, so
they
we won't
COC.
Be able to pick it up with it. Yeah.
Okay. Who's the finance company?
Oh, Ford. I guess Ford itself.
Can you let me know that? Yeah. Can you let me know who the finance company is, the name that they want noted on that? So, if anything else, I'll get the COC to you so that they'll release the vehicle, even if I'm still working on the other parts for you.
Okay. I'll send that.
Yeah.
What's the finance company name for the insurance COC?
Yeah.
All right, done.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you so much, Debbie. Have a good one.
No worries. You too. Thanks, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
Bye.